back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I had to cut off Bill of Shorewood prematurely. He was calling very important information. Figures just out to the economists and to anybody who cares. Unemployment comp applications dropped to 166,000. You may think that's a lot. What, in a country of 350 million? It's the lowest level of unemployment in 54 years. You know where when 54 years ago was? 1968. 1968, I was just about to go in the Navy. Remember, they had the Tet Offensive, and then they had Wei, and they had some of the worst parts of the Vietnam War were happening back then, guns and butter. And after that, unemployment started to go up a little bit, but that was a golden age as far as the economy was concerned. 166,000 we're down to now. It's the lowest since 1968. And you know something? In a poll, 25% of the people in this country think that Biden has destroyed jobs and that unemployment's very high. They don't look at the evidence. They don't look at the evidence. Get the word out. There are jobs all over the place. Employers are advertising for workers. Walmart just raised the pay for new truckers, new ones. It's about 85 grand now, up to over $100,000 a year, with bonuses and with increases, because the supply chain is being clogged up and a lot of the big boys are realizing they need employees. You want to make over 100 grand a year and you're a trucker, call Walmart. So that's the deal. This country has never been better off economically. Everyone focuses on inflation, caused somewhat by the war in Ukraine, because we're shutting down Russian fuel and oil and a lot of other factors, and that is down. People use inflation numbers from last fall. That is declining as well. The economy has never been in better shape. There have never been more jobs available, ever. And certainly since 1968, which is a totally different time period. And get the good word out. Get the good word out. In France right now, there's something very concerning before we go to the lines that I want to tell you. They have an election for president on Sunday. That would be this weekend. If no one gets a majority, there's a runoff, the top two, April 24th. The present president is Macron. He right now looks like he risks losing to Marie Le Pen, Putin's fangirl. Marie Le Pen is on the right. She's trying to draw in her horns. She loves Putin. Her campaign is financed by Russia. They're paying off a loan to a Putin bank. If she gets in as president of France, remember they're in NATO, they have nuclear weapons, and they and Germany are the two largest economies we have to, in continental Europe, we have to need them to stand up to Putin. We're going to the lines, and there are three people, and I'll get to you in order, but let's do it quick, because, and so I'm going to start with Joe of Madison. The rest of you hang on. What's on your mind today, Joe?
I just wanted to give a shout out and a thanks to Bill from Shorewood for calling in with that statistic about unemployment being at a 54-year low. I think sometimes it's we need to have things in context, and it's one of the things that I really like about your show is that you provide constant context. And again, thanks to Bill from Shorewood for calling in with that detail. All your callers are great, but I wanted to give a shout out to him today. Thanks.
Very kind, Joe. Thank you so much for that call. Next up, Terry of the North Woods. Terry, my friend, what's on your mind?
A 74-year-old guy approached my coffee clutch that I know. I know he's a Republican, but anyway, a veteran besides, 74 years old, I said that. Okay. He said the inflation in the 70s when Jimmy Carter was in was caused by social spending. I don't remember it that way, man. I remember oil going crazy.
That's right.
Driving inflation. So and he walked away before I could rebut. But anyway, go ahead and run with that, Matt.
Yeah. Thank you very much, and to you and Joe for those great call-ins, because here's the deal. Unemployment has never been lower. There have never been more jobs. Walmart is paying over 100 grand for first-time truckers. Over 100 grand, and they should. They should cough up some of their profits and pay their people. They need them. People are advertising. You know, $15 an hour, some of these people are giving $25 an hour. There are jobs out there. They're good career jobs. Very, very exciting. And yeah, the Jimmy Carter thing, you don't remember this, but back in the, at the end of his term and the beginning of Reagan's, treasuries, you know, now they're at 2.5%. They're usually under 1%. They were up around 10%. You couldn't get a loan. My cousin's husband tried to open a furniture store. He was paying 18%, 4 over prime, back in 1980. He went bankrupt. It's terrible. That's not like that now. It's on the way down. It's under control. It's great. Thank you very much. Diallo of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Diallo?
Oh, quickly here. If the unemployment situation, I mean, have you heard the statistics of the polling saying that maybe 30% think that we're losing jobs today? So that tells you how skewed the things are in the media. can you tell us, for example, the voting situation? When I believe I can make all kind of fake documents for voting, but the ballot, when I send it in, would it be counted beforehand and checked afterwards? Otherwise, they are saying people can't drop ballots in the boxes, or I can't harvest from people and take it in. If it's right. A fake one, would it be counted?
Yeah, there are two separate questions, very good ones. First is, when you send an absentee ballot, can it be counted in advance? And secondly, can people collect them and bring them all in collectively? Two good questions, and here's the answer. The first one is state law. In North Carolina, they start counting them 2 weeks in advance. In Wisconsin, we had a law. We still have a law. You can't count until election day. The problem is they start counting them right after the poll closes at 8 p.m., so the vote doesn't come in, the absentee, till the wee hours, 2 or 3, and then everybody claims, oh, it's a secret dump. We put in a bill that said we should be able to count them in advance. The only public policy concern is you don't want to leak the results and influence the real voting, and the Republicans shut that down. So right now, no, you can't start counting until the day of the election. With regard to harvesting them, there's a law that was put in that you can't do that. It's not harvesting. They use that term. On a Navajo reservation in Arizona, they did put it through. Evers vetoed the one in this state, but they did put it through. And there are no post offices in some of those Navajo reservations. And the closest post office is 40 miles, and you have a 90-year-old woman who never learned to drive. And so one of the village elders will come by once a week, say, you got any mail? I'm going into town. She gives him a birthday card, a bill, and her ballot. That will now be a felony. She is supposed to hitchhike, take a bus, which they hardly ever comes, or buy a car, learn to drive, and drive. They're trying to stop Navajos from voting in Arizona. Here, Voss put in the same thing. You can't do it. And, you know, in an old age home, absentee ballots, some of these people can't walk. And so what happens is the administrator will go around, say any mail, and take it in. What's happened is because we have a Democratic governor, they vetoed it. They will try it. If Rebecca Clayfish gets in, she will impose something like that too. Thanks for calling. We're going to the end of the show. Great callers, as always. Have a good weekend, everybody. Matt Flynn, director, will be back same time, same place Monday. I'm signing off for today.